Warning, parental advisory is recommended. Oh, shit, just listen.
The recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment.
That was Gucci Granny. Check out and subscribe to Trump Latino's YouTube channel. This is episode 89 of Lyrical Spit, and I'm your host, Theyfullah, the Butcher. Dobashi. I'm not a sports entertainer. I am a professional wrestler who loves to entertain you. I am right here in my new studio, right in the dab of Dobashi Market, Hilltop, Tacoma, Washington. DobashiMarket.com, and you can follow me on X, formerly Twitter, at Lyrical Dobashi. You know, I'm still not happy with this show's audio. I'm working on it. I've been swamped here at the store. You know, if you hear the store chime, you know, when people walk in the store, the chime goes off. Well, like I said, I'm right here in my studio, right here in Dobashi Market, 721 South I Street, Tacoma, Washington, 98405. We live in crazy times right now, and my goal is to bring you entertainment and also some informative stuff. Before we get to some serious stuff, I want to give a shout out to my boy Link. He has a podcast called Tales from the Abyss. He always shows me love, and he shows the show love too, so check him out. You can check it out on most of your podcast platforms. Tales from the Abyss. Now, to all my Murky Chronicles podcast fans, myself and gorgeous Kenny Roberts will be starting back up really soon, so stay tuned. I am in the works to have some guests for my future shows, and some of you know I've been very busy right here in my store, Dobashi Market. Now, before we get to some serious stuff, I want to rap with you all for a bit and have some fun. If you're an artist and you want your music played here on Lyrical Spit, email me at lyricalspit@gmail.com. Now, I'm bringing back a popular segment of mine. These are messages left on our Lyrical Spit 24-hour hotline, 260-414-9041. I don't know if these were left on purpose or by mistake. Either way, it's free material I could share for you. Enjoy.
Yeah, I don't know who you is. Keep calling my number, but let me tell you something. I don't know who you is or what you is, but you stop calling my number because I don't need you. I ain't got to have you. So stop calling my number. You're a bunch of ignorant dogs. But anyway, I don't know who you is. And if you want to have a conversation, you call back, and I'll tell you something. All right.
Hey, Tanya or Malik, this is Button. Could y'all please tell Kiki that that woman want her child, or she going to jail for kidnapping? Bye.
This is Bruce Dickinson. That's Dickinson, like Dick and your son. Anyway, I was wondering if you wanted to smear ice cream all over my big, wonderful muffin ass. And perhaps, maybe, we could play some one-on-one underwater basketball. I was hoping perhaps you might be interested in some merch that I have on my nutsack, and I was just wondering if you could give me a call back, please. Thank you.
My next episode, I'm going to try and shake my format up and have some fun entertaining you, whether you're listening at work, driving, working out, or whatever you're doing while you're listening. I am also going to talk about me getting shadow banned on social media. Now, I have always said, when I give you all information, please do not just take my word for it. I want you to do your own research and come to your own conclusions. I have permission to share what I'm about to play for you. Please listen. This could be life-changing. Now, did you know that the WEF's Globalist Davos Summit, now that's a mouthful, now they will discuss preparing the world for the deadly disease epidemic, that's the disease epidemic, ahead of the 2024 election. This was before the Iowa caucuses. Now, Roger Stone also joins the show to discuss Donald Trump being set to sweep Iowa with over 50% of the vote and what the deep state is planning next. You're about to listen to a deep dive into Disease X, Disease X broadcast, the full Alex Jones show. Hashtag save our children, Epstein did not kill himself, and if she has an apple, she has a banana.
Opinion that went against the narrative.
And whatever they're saying in the West is nonsense, quite frankly. Because what is happening right now is what everybody realized was going to happen 6 months ago, 5.5 months ago, when this special military operation started, which is that Russia is winning. It's definitively winning. It is the victory on the part of the Russians is overwhelming. And the people who are bleeding that the Russians are losing, that it's a static war and whatnot, they simply don't want to see reality.
And that's why I went to prison.
I've taken a beating in my time, so sure, it hurt like hell, but it was manageable. But then, at one point, two thugs held my head and used a toothpick to scratch the whites of my left eye while asking me if I could still read if I had just one. I got a cracked rib in my first cell, but it wasn't too bad. The worst stretch was in my fourth cell. From 1 p.m. on June the 21st until 7 p.m. the next day, 30 hours, I was beaten and sleep-deprived, my arms twisted the wrong way around at the shoulders, and generally beaten pretty bad.
And that's why, if I'm arrested again, I will die in prison.
A Chilean-American journalist, Gonzalo Lira, has reportedly died in prison in Ukraine at the age of 55. U.S. journalists cited Lira's father, who believes his son was tortured to death, over his criticism of Vladimir Zelensky.
I was very upset to learn that Gonzalo Lira was tortured to death as a political prisoner by the government of Ukraine. I was able to interview him a few times, so were some of our other crew. He seemed like a interesting journalists on the ground giving a different perspective of what we were all being force-fed at the time. And, of course, we saw the footage of men with machine guns taking him out of his apartment, disappearing him now over a year ago. And we learned that he died in their custody. They would not give him treatment for double pneumonia and just basically tortured him to death. Imagine if the Russians had a journalist and a U.S. citizen and were holding him and they died. in custody. It would be international scandal. There'd be major sanctions. But the last year plus, his family and others have gone to the State Department and they just said, we're not doing anything. So they won't stand up for U.S. citizens, even as we send over $100 billion to Ukraine. And now Zelensky tells us he wants U.S. troops there on the ground, which is World War III. This is outrageous and it's disgusting. And while our veterans sleep on the street and while our border totally collapses, we paid billions of dollars to secure much of the Ukrainian border.
We know our future is bound to yours. Let me repeat that again. We know our future is bound to yours.
The goal of the present war against Ukraine is to turn our land, our people, our lives, our resources into a weapon against you.
$1.85 billion package of security assistance that includes both direct transfers of equipment that Ukraine needs, as well as contracts to supply ammunition Ukraine will need in the months ahead for its artillery, its tanks, and its rocket launchers.
Mr. President, would you call the situation on the southern border a crisis?
No, but I wish they would react. I've been pushing them, my Republican colleagues, since I got in office.
Fox News, AP, they're all reporting it. Sweden's defense minister warning to brace for war with Russia sends public into panic. Lines grabbing food, gasoline, emergency supplies. NATO and Sweden have been saying this for weeks. Russia has laughed and said that's insane. We have no intention of invading or attacking Sweden. Obviously, Sweden borders areas close to Russia. They've said that because of NATO's aggressive stance, they may have to beef up troops, but that they know attacking Sweden would lead to nuclear war. They have no intention of doing that, but it doesn't matter. It's all over the news that the Russians, with no evidence, are going to attack Sweden. This is a major escalation. Germany ponders banning its second most popular political party. Banning of parties and candidates happening everywhere in the West now, a classic sign of incredible totalitarianism.
I won't let myself be insulted as being a Nazi because I'm sympathizing with the AfD. For me, the AfD is the only party representing our constitutional rights and freedom of opinion.
The UN has put out new reports saying uncharted territory, doom and total destruction. We don't hand total control over to them. They say starvation and mass death, but they're doing it by cutting off the energy, the fertilizer, the fuel to the tractors that till the fields. You have lived to see it. We are inside the New World Order, BlackRock Rothschild takeover. Ladies and gentlemen, we are live Sunday, January 14th, 2024. It is 295 days, 7 hours, 53 minutes, 34 seconds from the most important election in world history. Hands down, no one disagrees. It's all on the line. The populist patriot being persecuted by the deep state, toe-to-toe with the New World Order, battling over control of the United States. Will a republic be used for global domination with enslaved populations at home, or will humanity come together now, wake up, and reverse this disaster before it only intensifies? There is no way to hype up how serious and hardcore this is. All right, the Iowa caucuses are beginning. Trump is set to get over 50% of the vote in a super domination that is sending the deep state into fits. We have, in the freezing cold, record numbers of illegals pouring across, breaking any record, total insanity on that front. We have more military action by the U.S. and England in the Middle East against the Houthis. We have so much to cover today. Roger Stone joins us in the last 30 minutes of the next hour with the key data that he's been calling it for 2 years, that Biden is going to step down during the DNC in July, maybe even earlier, and they're going to replace him with Gavin Newsom as the BP and Big Mike as the presidential candidate for the Democrats. We've got a lot of internal sources, but now, just last week, it was in mainstream media that Obama went and visited the White House and read the Riot Act to Biden before he went off on another one of his vacations. This is going to be insane. Now, let's just stop right there. The Davos group starts meeting in just a couple days. They've already got their operation going on a mountaintop, so their staff and crew and people are already getting there in Switzerland. But they are the official mouthpiece of the UN, and last year officially merged with the UN at a National Security Council level. They're not on the National Security Council, but the UN Secretary General said policy will be decided on with them. And remember what Klaus Schwab says, we penetrate half the cabinets. We control half the governments of the world. And what is front and center on their agenda? Number one, they say disease X is imminent and is going to kill 20 times what COVID supposedly did. And then they give a number of 50 million. Now, what is disease X? That's a name for a disease never existed. And if you talk to the virologists, the experts, they say that's not known for hundreds of years. And most of the diseases that they have recently found, they find later in bodies they dig up, existed before. And it's very rare to find a new disease. So when you hear disease X, they mean the laboratory-made synthetic viruses gain-of-function operations. So now they are in a crescendo with corporate media, the UN, the WEF, Bill Gates, the New World Order saying that the release of a new virus is imminent and is going to happen. Now, they did this just months before they released COVID-19 that was made in a lab, that was five viruses combined, that did cause respiratory illnesses if you didn't have enough vitamin D, but they made it synthetic so they could own the vaccine response that they'd already made, and that all came out later. We'll be going over it again tonight. We have experts throughout the week joining us. But the end-to-end scanned it, others scanned it with their billion-dollar CRISPR machines and said back in February of 2020, this was made in a lab. And the media tried to poo-poo it, but later admitted, no, it was made in a lab. Not out of some bat cave or some wet market grocery store where they sell live animals. Didn't come from a turtle or a bat or anything or a porcupine. So they're running the same propaganda they ran, but even more intensely before they released it last time. And Fauci bragged, Trump will soon be challenged by a novel virus. They said, we're going to blow up the old regulatory system of actually testing things. And once this new virus comes out, he said in 2018 and 19, we will use it to then roll out all these new Franken-shots that aren't even classical vaccines that are DNA reprogramming systems. We pointed that out 4 years ago. That's what it was. They said, no, you're lying. Now I've got newscast with the UN, with the WHO saying, yes, we're now going to change your DNA with these new shots. There'll be no approval. We're just going to make you take it. They have legislation introduced to the Congress for, quote, disease X. So when you hear disease X, that means the gain of function, the manipulation of viruses, splicing different families of viruses together, taking viruses that are only in animals and making them where they can jump into humans, making them where they're more airborne, where they're more communicable. There's been very little corporate media coverage of the hearings the last few years of Fauci admitting all of this is going on, trying to deny its gain of function, but saying, yeah, we soup up viruses. Now, we just put an image on screen from the early 1990s. That's a real video. If you're a TV viewer, it's a mouse with a giant human ear growing on its back, a third the size of its whole body. Now, that was done in the 70s. Declassified in 1990. I've covered that mouse story probably 400 times or more, probably 500 times. The reason that's important is, now listen to me carefully. We're about to do the deep dive on disease X. They took humanized mice, the U.S. government, the Chinese government, the Australian government, the British government, this is all admitted, put human genes into them so they respond just like humans. So it's like you're testing on a human. Same effect. And have got a 100% kill rate with the viruses they've cooked up. So when you see Bill Gates laughing and smirking and saying, look, if you didn't like COVID, something a lot worse is coming, hee, 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 and you'll stay locked down, you'll behave yourself when the new virus comes. We have Klaus Schwab saying this. We have his daughter, who's on the board of the WEF. We've got her saying it. I've got the receipts, overhead shot. You see these three stacks right here? Excuse me, four stacks. There's his daughter saying it. I got Klaus Schwab saying it too. Right there in that stack. Look at all these other stacks. And guess who else I have? I have undoubtedly the most popular, loved online doctor in the world. He gets hundreds of millions of views a week. And until now, they weren't censoring him. Now they are. They took this video off YouTube. Dr. John Campbell out of the UK. Very respected. And he basically comes out. Well, he didn't come out. He came out and said, clearly they're engineering this. Clearly they're releasing it to take control of society. It's all illegal. It's gain of function. And when you hear disease X, they're talking about diseases that don't exist because they are making them. Ladies and gentlemen, and the WF says, prepare, it's imminent. It's all about to happen right as the UN tries to ram through their treaty. And you're saying, well, this is completely transparent. Well, that's because you're informed. I mean, it's why you searched out the show. You probably were already informed before you found me. You're doing research, you find out about the show, tune in. You hear all the scientists and experts and doctors we have on. But they are in a frenzy to get this treaty through. And I covered the treaty a bunch last week. We've been covering it. They've been trying to pass it for a year. A bunch of countries are set to ratify it. They have their final draft coming out soon. And it just says all your bodies, all your medical systems, all transportation, your borders, everything under this UN pathogen pandemic treaty is under the UN. So the UN doesn't come to conquer you with soldiers and helmets and tanks. They come with censorship and control and medical tyranny. And the UN is also, Biden signed back onto it, Trump pulled out of it 6 years ago, year or so into office, that the UN is over the borders of the policies under a treaty that was never ratified, but Biden follows it through UNESCO. That's why they call them migrants, because it's the UN Migrant Refugee Resettlement Office. So they're over that too. We're already more and more under UN control. They're transferring what power Congress and the states had to it. This is the de-evolution of the people being in charge. So here's some of the headlines out just in the last few days. WEF plans response against new pandemic, disease X. WEF to discuss thwarting a future disease X pandemic. Disease X could wipe out 20 times more than COVID-19, says expert. What is disease X? The hypothetical pandemic scientists warn could be deadlier than COVID. Disease X could cause the next pandemic, according to the WHO, or Ebola, SARS, or other pathogens, which they're souping up in labs. New vaccine lab for disease X unveiled in the UK, where they study the very things that'll do this, where they make them. Here's HR 3832 in Congress to fund gain of function, calling it defense research. It's bioweapon research, making completely new things that would never appear naturally. There are five different viruses from around the world. In the case of COVID, and then they tell you, oh, we're going to save your life by taking over everything you do. Remember what Bill Gates said on TV famously? Only the people who have all the vaccines, which is just something they put in your body, not just a classical vaccine, will be able to move freely. And China has unveiled its mobile crematoriums ahead of Disease X, and they're hyping, oh, Disease X is imminent. I'm going to get to Dr. John Campbell here in just a moment, but let's continue with these headlines. Big story up on Infowars.com, linked directly to respected polling institution Rasmussen. Majority of Americans think COVID vaccines linked to unexplained deaths. 53% strongly believe it. It was 47% just a few months ago. And, of course, an alarming 24% surveyed also said they know someone who's died from the vaccine. Well, we know there's at least 17 million dead from global death actuaries, and we know that it's the highest death rate ever recorded in the last 100 years. And we know it all came the year after COVID even came out. It wasn't COVID. It was the shots, but then they blame it on COVID. All right, so this stack right here, there's no way I can play all these videos, is newscast. There's this giant stack right here. Each one of these is a video. So I just have the headline and it can mention what's in the video. And I've put out on X, my X account, Real Alex Jones, 7 or 8 of these today, but there's like 20 of them, so I'm not going to flood the zone that bad. But I'm going to show you the headlines so you can look these up. They're all over every news channel you can imagine. This is just a snapshot saying we're all going to die. Viruses that kill 100% of the people that come in contact with it are about to come out of the jungle because of global warming, climate change. It's your fault. Do whatever the UN says. Put in your body whatever they say, or you're all dead. Some of these newscasts say 100% of us are dead, which we know is not true. But you wonder how they're going to take over. It's viruses. And the UN said decades ago, it's in my film Endgame, made in 2007, that the main way they take over society would be through novel viruses. What's novel? New. Not mutated. New. And as long as they can position themselves and cast themselves as the heroes, as the saviors, as the gods, as long as they can do that, we will then accept that they're the boss, do whatever they say, and let them come into control of our bodies and everything else. But we're not going to do that. So let's do this. Let's play the short 1 minute clip of Dr. John Campbell, just where he talks about, and I'll show you the news articles, the humanized mice that they've spliced with human genes so they respond 100% like humans. They can even grow any body part they want. They can have a mouse with a human face. They can have a mouse with an ear growing out the side. There's one on screen. That's decades and decades ago. It's way more advanced than that. And they can do whatever they want. So I want to play this short clip first, and we'll play the longer clip of the doctor talking about exactly what is going to happen. And then I'm going to play the full 6 minute clip. And then I put out on my Real Alex Jones X account the whole hour long censored show that YouTube took down. And the reason they took it down is this guy's so respected. He has videos with 50 million views. Most of his videos get 5 million views. He does them every day. This guy's talking to more people than the top Fox News host at this time, and they don't like that. They don't want that. So here's the shorter clip on Disease X.
Now, last week there was published some really concerning research from China. What the researchers did was they got a virus from a pangolin. That's these charming little creatures that are so abused throughout Eastern Asia particularly. They took a virus from the pangolin and they cultured it in cells in the laboratory. And they then infected mice with it, and it killed all of the mice that it infected through brain infection. So they've generated this new virus that kills 100% of mice it's infected with. But it gets worse. Because the mice that were infected were humanized mice. Now, these are called transgenic mice. In other words, they were given some human genes. And they were given human ACE receptor genes that were expressed by the mouse. So these are essentially human ACE receptors in genes. And it was a coronavirus from the pangolin, and it killed 100% of the mice that were infected. And these are the things that they are jiggling around with in laboratories. This is absolute madness. And it needs to be banned yesterday, as far as I'm concerned.
All right, we got a full, long, 7 minute clip I'm going to play next segment. We're still like 7 minutes out from break. But I want to just show you a few of the headlines of the videos I'm talking about. The WEF plans to discuss how Disease X will kill 20 times more deadly than COVID. And oh, look, there's already a vaccine facility for Disease X. What amazing predictive abilities. And here is the BBC video.
The British government has unveiled a new vaccine research facility where scientists are working to prevent future pandemics. It's located at Porton Down, a high-security research facility best known for its work on chemical warfare. Experts are preparing for what is known as Disease X, or the next pandemic virus. Our health correspondent Dominic Hughes was given rare access to the facility.
The delicate task of protecting the nation's health. This is one of the laboratories at Porton Down where scientists are analysing current threats, new variants of COVID, for example, and trying to identify new ones.
All right, let's stop right there. So COVID was a gain of function, and it wasn't even that deadly. But it caused an autoimmune response that would scare you where you felt like you couldn't breathe. They all knew it was coming. They knew. It was the shots we now know that killed 99% of people. But, again, they need to have the cover for their bioweapon labs that are making all this. They say, oh, we're doing all this to protect you from the new viruses that come from the jungle. But you don't have five viruses from around the world in the jungle or in a cave mixing together and doing this. And that's what all the experts say. It's a known fact. So they're just getting you ready for this. And again, because they've already got all the, quote, vaccines, the mRNA DNA editing systems ready on the shelf, just like last time. I mean, I have dozens of these reports. Here's another newscast, fear-mongering, that 50 million are going to be dead.
News across the globe in terms of health. In fact, the World Health Organization has named the next potential pandemic as Disease X. But that's not all. Disease X could be on its way. British healthcare professionals are gearing up for Disease X, which they say may be deadlier than COVID-19 and may have a similar impact as the Spanish flu. The WHO says Disease X could be a new agent, a virus or a bacterium or fungus without any known treatments. A report in the UK, Daily Mail quotes an expert, Kate Bingham, who has issued a warning claiming that the pandemic caused by the Disease X could claim at least 50 million lives. She also mentioned that the virus has the potential to result in 20 times more fatalities than COVID-19. Scientists from the UK are putting their effort into developing a vaccine for this potentially deadly pathogen. After the potential threat from Disease X, WHO has now considered outlining a research and development blueprint that can focus on the diseases and the pathogens which needs to be prioritized for research, of course, in the context of public health emergencies.
So there are tens of thousands of different viruses, hundreds of families of them, but they're making a vaccine for Disease X that's the main topic of the globalist UN mouthpiece, the Davos Group. It starts meeting in just 3 days and is already operating with their people there and their press conferences, putting out what the agenda is. And don't worry, the answer for a disease, they don't even know what it is because they're not behind it ever, no. Not out of the Wuhan lab or anything, not out of the University of Texas Galveston, not out of Chapel Hill, North Carolina, which is where it came out in documents. They made this thing under Obama and shipped to China for plausible deniability and release when they needed it against Trump, the American people, to get us to go along, they thought, with their tyranny. So they don't know what the virus is, you heard her, but don't worry, they're working on a vaccine for it right now. You have to get the exact gene sequence, the exact RNA sequence for even a flu virus for it to have any effect and work. And, of course, they've never gotten the gene sequencing right for a flu virus. It does nothing except lower your immunity to the next infection. Look that up. Look up. Just search. Multiple flu vaccines lower your immunity to future flu. Each shot by up to 50%. So that's all the facts, folks. But don't worry. They know what's coming. They know what's about to happen. And they've set it up where they're the savior and take all your rights and take over your body and set up world IDs and controls. And if the majority of people wake up and say no to this, they'll have trouble implementing it. But even if close to half do, they'll have their target population. And then they give them these shots, which are unlike previous vaccines that actually manufacture whatever it is they're supposedly targeting in the body. And then they cause massive shedding. And I'm going to explain some of that coming up. You've heard Bill Gates says he can put vaccines in food now. Well, all they do is inject it into the food, whether it's the cow or the lettuce, it could be plants, animals, and then it lives in them indefinitely, and then when you eat it, you get it and are, quote, inoculated. Uh-huh. Yeah. As the standard of our living goes down, as our life expectancy goes down, as we have record deaths, and everybody who's got half a brain knows it, but they are getting ready because the economy is about to implode. They're bringing in their world currency. They need to pose as the saviors during this positioning. When they're getting rid of the old system, bringing in the new system. The decision has been made to cut off the resources and depopulate the planet, and they have to position themselves as the saviors for the pathogens they're going to release. But they won't be the open-air pathogen. That's the trigger, the detonator to get you to take the shots. And then your body becomes an incubator for whatever bioweapon they inject into the idiots to take them. All right, so you're living in an incredible time. So am I. We're living in a time with powerful central banks, mega corporations, and defense establishments have incredibly fabulous technologies that humans have developed. They want this life extension for themselves. They want the planet for themselves. And they've decided to depopulate us. And so they're getting rid of all the protections of not testing unproven dangerous drugs on people and directly giving people poisonous stuff that's killed at least 17 million people as a test to see if they could get away with it. And then I told everybody, they're going to come right back with another attack. People said, no, no, they've been devastated. The public's waking up. That makes them even more likely to do it. If they could put out a bioweapon that killed 98% of people right now, they would do it, ladies and gentlemen. But, and here's what I'm explaining. We have such powerful immune systems that if they can't erode our immune systems, if they can't manipulate our immune systems, then they can't get away with it. And if they give masses of people shots and then they then die, but there's all these other people that haven't taken the shots and they don't die, it's a control group and it's incredibly obvious to all of them. And so they need to adulterate the food and the water and the air and have 5G everywhere to lower our immune systems, even if we don't take the shots. And the people take the shots and they absorb them, and then they become engines to release the pathogens that are beyond viruses, that are nanotech, into the population. That's the globalist program. That's the globalist operation. We've identified it. We know what it is. We know how to stop it. We have their operation. We can do this together. But the public has to understand that this is going on. You got to talk to the public, and you've got to inform people, and you've got to get serious. And that means every single person watching me or listening to me has to go to any public event, city council, county commission, state house, federal government, school board, and talk about these issues to make it the big issue. That's what we've got to do. We've got to do it right now. This is a life and death situation. The UN admits, the Davos group admits, the leaked documents of the Bilderberg group admit they're going to use viruses and fear to bring in world government and depopulation. They think you're so stupid you won't look around and see that as soon as the shots begin, mass death begins. And I'm going to say something else. Dr. Campbell is highly respected around the world. And people start saying, well, you know, he's been in the establishment before. Why do we care about Dr. John Campbell? Well, about a year into the whole COVID scam, he woke up and said it was all a fraud, and now he's being censored. So we have to be ready to win. We have to be ready for people in this fight to join us and to understand what's happening. We've got to be able to do that. We can't just sit here and be purists and say, well, this person didn't used to be on our side, and so why is he coming out now? He has a giant following. He's one of the biggest doctors in the world. Be glad he's telling the truth. Plus, I know all this stuff forwards and backwards. I know he's telling the truth. You listen to what he's saying now. I was saying it 4 years ago when this crap started. And I warned you before it happened, it was coming with the lockdowns and the mask and the fear. And that it would be the vaccine that erased your immune system, because it was in globalist documents that they were planning this in the Rockefeller Foundation and other areas. Let's go ahead and go to this report with him breaking it down. Here it is.
Now, I want to talk now about disease X, which is on this website here. This is the World Economic Forum site, as far as I can derive. Disease X, this is how we should prepare for the next big virus. Wow. So this, you can listen to it here or you can read it there. It's all very easy to understand while being rather difficult to understand. Now, disease X, I've been teaching this sort of thing pretty well full-time since 1990. And I've been a clinical nurse since 1975 when I was a first-year student. And I'd never heard of this disease X. So I looked at some of my books because when I wrote my book, I couldn't remember putting it in. So it wasn't in there, but I could easily miss it, couldn't I? So I did check in Rubin's Pathology. These are the definitive texts. Couldn't see it in there either. So I checked in Guyton and Hall, superb physiology book. Not in there either. Porth's Pathophysiology. Not in there either. It's a fairly thick book. You think it could be in there somewhere. You get the idea. Not in that one. Can hardly pick this one up. Pathophysiology. All these standard textbooks, not in there. So it must be a new disease. Can't say I like the sound of a new disease. We've had a new disease already, haven't we? Anyway, this is just, I want to give you some highlights from the Radio Davos talk. Disease X is looming. The world needs to be better prepared to tackle a future pandemic. And you'll see here that the text is from the World Economic Forum site. They go on to say, by mapping viruses with the potential to become the next disease X, the global health community and governments, can be more responsive the next time a pandemic looms. Looks like they're anticipating another pandemic here. Global collaboration and adequate funding are needed to improve pandemic preparedness and ensure fast action to keep a viral outbreak at bay. It says you can get a long way being able to produce something. Not quite sure what's being produced, but you can produce something or other, that will target a novel virus before that virus even emerges. I assume here they're referring to repurposed drugs, which could be rolled out very quickly and very cheaply and may be efficacious against a range of conditions. Maybe that's what they mean. But anyway, they're going to produce something. Can't read too much into that. All they say is something. Could even mean a vaccine. I don't know, whatever they mean there. Anyway, that will target a novel virus before that virus even emerges. It's a virus we don't know yet, but we do know it's out there. Do we? But we do know it's out there. Now, unfortunately, much to my annoyance and your annoyance, I felt compelled to delete yesterday's video. My apologies. The trick is to live to fight another day. That's what we aim for. But the video I was doing yesterday was examining a particular virus that was experimentally used to infect mice, caused a disease of the brain. And at the end of the study, none of the mice at the end of the study were alive anymore. None of them were alive anymore because a certain event had happened to them that made them not alive. And that virus, my understanding from reading of the paper, was it evolved in cell cultures in a laboratory. So as a result of going through cell cultures in a laboratory, the function of the virus had been increased. It would appear it became a more functional virus. There was a function and there was potentially an increase. Maybe even a gain. Anyway, but we know it's out there. So they know it's out there. Obviously, they don't know a precise geographical location, but they know it's out there. And we know it has the potential to spill over from animal populations potentially into humans. Well, yeah, there can be natural spillover events, of course. There can also be other origins of viruses. Perhaps mutate or adapt itself and then begin spreading and killing people faster than we can contain it. Carrying out research and vaccine development for known viral families could impact humans, of which there are 25 viral families, they're saying, would give humanity a decided advantage over the next disease, X. So who knows? Maybe the World Economic Forum will be good enough to develop a vaccine for us great unwashed, so it's all ready for us. I'll leave it with you. Read the article for yourself. It's all there. All there, yep. From Radio Davos. Quite concerning, really, a disease X. They seem to think it's coming. Let's hope they don't know too much more than us. We'll leave it there. Thank you for watching.
So the UN and Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab and all of them say there's too many of us. They want to lock us down in our houses. They want to control our lives. I played Yuval Noah Harari last week out of the WEF saying, oh, the virus was good. It taught us to live at home and be locked down, which then causes the collapse of civilization, which they want, a post-industrial world. I mean, this is all 2 + 2 = 4 crap. And that's why I get angry, because I have 4 children. I have a family. I have parents. I have a wife. I have cousins. But I also care about everybody else. And they created the virus. They released it. They gave us a poison shot that erases our immune system. They've got illegal gain of function, splicing viruses and souping them up, going up everywhere. Fauci put on symposiums in the last 5-6 years saying, oh, in support of gain of function, and we're going to create gain of function, and we're going to create all the viruses that an enemy could hit us with. That's unlimited. And we're going to have them on the shelf ready to give you a shot. And we're going to lie to you and say it protects you. We're going to block therapeutics. And we're going to, when people get regular colds or flu, we're not going to give them medical care and close the clinics and close the hospitals and say, come back when you're really sick. And in the first year, 2000, that was the little bump in deaths, was refusing medical care. And then they give you the shot and turbo cancers explode and heart attacks. And it's these freaks, these psychos who kill us and poison us while they pose as our saviors and get filthy rich. It's a live Sunday emergency broadcast. The WFUN is telling us to brace for imminent disease X. Right as we have a contested election, right as populists are winning elections all over the world, and right as they're trying to ram through their big treaty to bring in world government. Total control for themselves. They obviously have the motive. Then they have the history of gain of function. They have the history of blocking therapeutics. They have the history of censoring and surveilling everybody. They're caught. There's not a jury in the world that was shown real evidence that wouldn't put them all in prison for the rest of their lives. And we've seen Senator Paul say, we've got your documents. He shows them in the Senate where you funded gain of function and called it that. And that is a felony, life in prison. That's ridiculous, Senator. I've never done that in my life. But now behind closed doors, a testimony last week, they reported that he said, I didn't know 100+ times. He didn't take the fifth. That makes him look guilty. No, the fifth is because you could be being set up. But in his case, we have him every time. I don't remember that. Do you remember in 2018 and 19 saying masks don't work and authoring a study saying they cause bacterial pneumonia and are way worse? I don't remember that. Do you remember on this date, that date, saying masks totally work and everybody should wear them? I don't remember that. They released the transcript Thursday. Over 100 times. I don't remember that. And it's funny to him. It's cutesy. Because he's a scientist, and you're not a scientist. And so he owns your body. And so you're going to do what Dr. Fauci says. So I sit here battling every instinct I've got. And in fact, I meant to have the crew print this, and I forgot to tell them because I said on X today I'd do it. But they can do it right now. Just type in food as a vaccine delivery system. It's BBC, AP, Reuters, Scientific American. Going back 30 years, there's probably 100,000 articles. Just click web. You'll get even more than news because news is current. Bill Gates invests in vaccines that are delivered through food. These aren't vaccines where you give somebody an attenuated virus for the current virus. And it's damage you can't replicate, but your body learns how to see it as an outside group and creates antibodies. That's a real technology and works some of the time, but has side effects. But to inject your body so it creates a spike protein very similar to what causes spongiform encephalopathy or mad cow disease, and then your body admittedly sheds it all over everybody, that's not a vaccine. That's turning people into engines of shedding. Yeah, they found articles instantly. Anybody can do it. Edible vaccines, National Library of Medicine. In recent years, it says this has become the new big trend. What is gene-edited food, and is it safe to eat? Can we go back to the last thing, please? In recent years, edible vaccines emerged as a new concept developed by biotechologists. Edible vaccines that transmit the vaccines where the selected genes are introduced into the plants and the transgenetics of the plants then induce the manufacture of encoded protein. Corn, soybean, rice, legumes, they're easy to administer, but they can do it to cows, pigs, chicken, anything. Print me just 10 articles on it. Edible vaccines. The UN studies edible vaccines. You know what else they study? Sterilization vaccines. Plants as mRNA factories for edible vaccines. University of California, Riverside researchers. They're studying whether they can turn edible plants into lettuce, like lettuce into mRNA vaccine factories. They've already done it. So that's what they're doing. So they don't even care if 3% take the new COVID ninth booster or whatever it is, because those people then go out like bombs. And by the way, DARPA funded all this, and Moderna and Pfizer admit, yes, our mRNA vaccines shed indefinitely. And now we're 3 years into this, and people are still shedding. It never goes away. It's not like a regular viral infection you get. You beat it, it's gone. No, it just replicates as a crystal and gets in your body forever. You're being colonized. You're being murdered. Grow up and eat your own vaccines, University of California. You eat lettuce, you eat a tomato, you eat a banana. They've already engineered with hepatitis vaccines, you name it. But it goes beyond that. Pharmacological plants, look that up. Biomedical pharmacological plants, where they can inject a papaya or genetically engineer, they can also inject it. This stuff's so strong. And then the papaya, because it's engineered its genetics, will produce ounces of whatever so-called vaccine you want that's the pathogen. Here it is. Food is a vaccine delivery system, BBC. Overhead shot, please. Again, I don't tell, you know, I was posting on XA about this. People are like, let us see your proof. Eh? Well, I'm showing you the proof. COVID mRNA make us superhuman. Oh, yeah. It sure made you superhuman like you're dead. All right. I'm going to stop being so mad. But I am very close to just, for my own mental health, taking off a week or something. Because, man, I really care about everybody, and I'm really pissed about this. And I'm really pissed about the 17-plus million dead. And that now they're foaming at the mouth to be our saviors, and they say it's imminent, new stuff's coming to kill us. And, I mean, you understand whether you're a school teacher or an auto mechanic or a farmer or some godlike government bureaucrat, you are 100% on the chopping block. And this is real. This isn't my opinion. It's not a game. The value of bringing biomedical and plant scientists together. Both human disease and agricultural biotechnology. through the cows and chickens and watermelons we eat. We're going to engineer your body to be healthy and better. Yeah, it changes your DNA. Yeah, when we did gene therapies for 40 years, it usually killed a large percentage of people. But now we're just not doing any testing and rolling it out on you. Anybody doesn't like it? Well, doesn't like Fauci, huh? That's what's so crazy. I mean, this is on record going down. But they got people in learned helplessness. They got them mind control. They got them where they just can't believe they're faced with something really bad. Fauci ran the whole HIV thing. All right, folks, I'm going to start the next hour. I've talked about Disease X. I'll get to it more tomorrow. I got a whole other hour coming up. I mentioned it, so the next little short segment I'm going to get to Klaus Schwab and his daughter and all of them is, oh, it's really good. It's hard to shift from a New York accent to a New York gangster accent like Fauci has to a German death lord accent. But I'll try. We penetrate the cabinets. Soon you will be permanently locked down, own nothing, and have nothing and like it. Now here's my daughter explaining the lockdowns are coming for climate, whether you like it or not. How does that sound to you? My father was a Nazi. My grandfather was a Nazi. We founded Bilderberg, and our plan to destroy humanity will be complete. We are no longer Nazis. We are globalists. And I'm not saying it's a Nazi conspiracy. I'm saying it's made up of a crew of sick freaks. And then I've got all the political news, the DHS news, the war news, the border news, everything. But I'm telling you, everybody hates the political class now that has a brain. They're falling apart. Their political system's collapsing. They got a big Ponzi scheme going down. So what are they going to do? Start wars, implode borders, defund police, mass crime, and hit you with a virus and a deadly shot to get rid of the old people and sterilize the young and bring in manageable third world populations. By the way, I can't do this if you don't fund me. And I'm not bitching, but half my stress is dealing with keeping this place on the air. We got incredibly fabulous products you all need. And for the majority of you that never go to the site, never buy a product, okay, whatever. There's just not a better place you can have a dog in the fight and affect the humanity for the better than supporting this broadcast, sharing the links, and the articles. And we've got to end the sale today. Tomorrow, the new sale starts, and the double Patriot Points free shipping ends. Game-changing New Year specials are ending today. Get up to 60% off plus free shipping and double Patriot points, 40% off Winter Sun. Why would anybody want high-quality D3 taken out of the tongue when almost all viral replication and infection is caused by vitamin D3? Now, you never want a high-quality vitamin D3 that also keeps us on air, a win-win. Nobody should go to InfoWarsStore.com and get free shipping and Winter Sun for 40% off. That would just be a terrible idea to actually take action. 25% off TurboForce Plus, incredible 10-hour clean energy. 25% off Survival Shield X2, selling out. 40% off Vasily, complete to clean out your blood with the nitrous oxide producing systems, selling out. 40% off DNA Force Plus with the PQQ and the CoQ10, next level cell defense, selling out. 40% off Ultra 12, it's a precursor to the entire body, high quality vitamin B12 taken out of the tongue. 50% off Real Red Pill Plus, just looking at what that does. 50% off Down and Out Sleep Support, 60% off Brain Force Ultra. And we have now the highest quality, highest rated methyl folate. That's the cell breakdown, for those that don't know, because a lot of people's cells don't do it properly, of folic acid, the secret link. Next level foundational energy with B-complex to supercharge it, a very powerful, strong formula. This isn't a stimulant. You'll think you're on a stimulant because it cleans the cells out and actually turns them on. This is like Drano for your cells. Cleans out the garbage. It's next level. Next level foundational energy, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And HGH Max Boost is selling out. HGH Max Boost at InfoWarsStore.com. If we don't fund, it's fine. Quite frankly, if the public doesn't fight back against this, we all deserve to die. So I'm going to lay something on you right now. The COVID virus was made in a lab, but it was not very contagious, and it did not cause hardly any deaths that we know of. It was the shots that people took that caused the illnesses in them and them replicating the spike protein and shedding it. That's in all the literature, all the documents. So here is a document from the National Institutes of Health, the federal government. Emerging trends of edible vaccine therapy for combating human diseases, especially COVID-19, pros, cons, and future challenges. It's a big, giant report. They've had this technology for decades, and it's not a vaccine. A vaccine gives you a pathogen, your body learns how to beat it. This goes in and programs your body to produce what they want. And then you shed it onto other people. And there's a lot of technologies embedded in that. They can inject fruit or vegetables or farm animals and then have them produce whatever pathogen they want. They can inject plants and have them produce the pathogen and then package it as a vaccine. This is a whole area. But actually, many of the so-called drugs that you hear about are grown genetically inside plants, and the plants produce it. So they're not just farming plants, they're farming them for these complex devices that they're able to basically produce. All right? So this is next level, ladies and gentlemen. So they're turning us into the engine, us into the weapon system, us into the system to release the pathogens. And they're everywhere hyping, it's imminent, and they're the savior. The disease is coming, it's your fault, global warming, man-made climate change, it's going to kill a bunch of people, it's your fault. Plus, it's good, we want to lock you down in your houses, and we use the virus to control you, and the virus was a good training instrument for that. We've played you Klaus Schwab, we played you Yuval Noah Harari, last week saying it. Here's Klaus Schwab's daughter. Permanent climate lockdowns coming, whether you like it or not. Nicole Schwab. Here she is.
This crisis has shown us that, first of all, things can shift very rapidly when we put our minds to it and when we feel the immediate emergency to our livelihoods. And second, that clearly the system, I mean, you mentioned it earlier, that we had before is not sustainable. So I see it as a tremendous opportunity to really to have this great reset and to use this huge flows, you know, of money, to use the increased levers that policymakers have today in a way that was not possible before, to create a change that is not incremental, but that we can look back and we can say this is the moment where we really started to position, you know, nature at the core of.
Yeah, oh, she's going to save the earth from the humans. She's a self-appointed sicko. That's four generations of Schwab trash.
Oh, my great-grandfather and grandfather were Nazis. Now my father depopulated the earth. Oh, so liberal.
Let's play a short clip of Klaus Schwab mad at libertarians. And the libertarian philosophy isn't perfect, but he ought to be glad libertarians came in because they're always saying, oh, government should be gotten rid of in size, but then the corporations are bigger than government. That's the blind spot of libertarians. But still, he doesn't like them because they're saying we don't want a big government, and Klaus Schwab rightfully sees his corporate UN governance as government. Here it is.
You have this anti-system movement. What we are seeing is a revolution against the system. So fixing the present system is not enough. Now, there is, of course, a anti-system, which is called libertarianism, which means to tear down everything which creates some kind of influence of government into private lives.
I want to thank the crew for doing a great job. You know, one of the things that irritates me to no end, so they'll do it more when I say that, but that's fine, is you see these headlines constantly in the last 10 years. Alex Jones doesn't believe what he says. Alex Jones told the court he's an actor, it's all fake. I've offered $1 million rewards for that document or that statement. It doesn't exist. I 100% don't just believe what I'm saying. For anybody that's been listening a long time, you've seen it come true. Everything I told you that'll happen by this date ends up happening because the enemy is running the operation and they're on a timetable. And that's why I'm so concerned. They've gotten everything done they said they do up to now. And now in the next decade, or even less, It's just going to be unrecognizable. It's so horrible. And literally, I don't regret not selling out to them, though they tried to get me to join them. Because you'll end up getting sold out down the road anyways. But I am just not torn by not selling out. I am torn by the fact that even if I had a bunch of money, there's nowhere safe to go. And then I think about the globalists. They're not going to be safe during all this. It's like there's a spiritual gun to their head. You can look at the wars and the deindustrialization and the cutting off of energy for both humans and animals and machinery. They're cutting off the machine food, the oil, the gas, they're cutting off the human food. You can look at it and know it's not going to go well for the people doing it either, but they're doing it. They just have this wicked hatred of the public and this desire to steal and kill and hurt. And I've likened it many times to cancer. Cancer does not have a consciousness. At least we don't think it does. And it's like rebel cells that decide to not follow the coding of your genetics and to do what they want. And at first, they can go where they want and grow where they want and do whatever they want. And if they had a consciousness, they'd say, man, we the bosses, we're in charge. But their rebellion kills the host. We are a colony creature. Our genetics, all the organs, all the systems that work together, billions of cells directed by our consciousness. And then if in the lung or in the liver or in the brain or in the bone marrow or on the skin, they decide to say, hey, we've been through a lot of pressure. We've replicated a bunch. Our code starts going out. And the cells decide to live no matter what. So they start taking from everything around them. And you can look at that down at the microscopic level. We can also look at it at the million-foot level, and that's what globalism and conquest is cancer. And it can't look in front of its nose and see that it's going to destroy itself. So I say this a lot because I don't have ways to explain it to listeners and viewers. I'm 50 next month, and I've been around the block a couple times, and I don't want power. I don't want to be famous. I don't want to join the globalist. And I realize even if I had $100 million, if this thing goes down all the way it's going to, I wouldn't be safe 100 miles from nowhere behind a mountain living in a shack. And I say that because you don't want to be living in some fancy base. You don't want to be living in some, even if I had the money, which I don't, like these globalists build these $100 million, $300 million, $400 million bunkers all over the place in rural areas and remote areas and populated areas. And when everything melts down, that's where everybody's coming. Because the contractors built it. Everybody knows about it. And I can't tell you how many times I'm in Canada, I'm in Hawaii, I'm in England, I'm in Europe, and people say, Mr. Jones, I am a contractor. I own a big bulldozer company, and I want to take you to the hills here in Italy and show you where they built for the rich people the bunker for the collapse. I'm like, look, I know it's there. I don't need to see it. I have the news articles, but I've reported before it was there from sources decades ago. But now there's a feverish building of these bunkers going on. And when I've been in Hawaii, I love to go at least once a year. I haven't been in a year or so, but Kauai is my favorite place to go. And at the airport, at a restaurant, I mean, the last time I was there, I probably had, no exaggeration, 10 people that had worked on Zuckerberg's bunker telling me all about it before it hit the news. I told you about it like 8 months before it hit the news. And they showed me photos where it looks like sports stadium bubbles they've put up so satellites can't see what he's building. And he's got a submarine base and all this crap. And I mean, I ran into the head people. I ran into mid-level people. I'd go out on a scuba diving trip / snorkeling with my daughter, and guy's like, boom. He wasn't even saying, don't say who I am, but I'm not going to. He's like, look at all these photos. I worked there part-time. Look at the son of a bitch has got all these drones and robots. Look at it. I'm just like, wow. Maybe took some photos of it and put it out. And I mean, they think they're building bunkers. You know, Revelation says the rich men of the earth will bury themselves under the mountains and wish they could die. Whatever that means. You say, well, that's just a story. Okay, well, it's happening. And by the way, it's way bigger than that. People have been there. Guys, there are multiple bubbles at the facility he's building. He's building other ones, too, that are the size of bigger than high school football stadiums. I mean, huge bubble. I did a report on it months ago, you know, 8 months ago, or almost a year ago. God, it's probably a year ago. And I really do almost think even doing this is obscene. You know what? I love everybody. And I care about everybody, and I don't take pleasure in the left dying during all this. I really don't take pleasure in you dying during all this. But I wouldn't blame God if God just blew it all up. Just let the sun explode or something to get rid of us. Because, man, this is really degenerate. Yeah, that's not it. Just take it down. Just take it down. You know, I shouldn't even talk about this without telling the crew I'm going to do it earlier. See, no one cares I actually went and got the footage of the base. No one cares that I actually got the shots of it. So whatever we do is just crap. It's filth. It's nothing. It's garbage. It's just bleh. So don't even cover it. There's no base. There's no big compound. They're not building compounds. It's all made up by me. Hell, you can go to Google Earth and go show Zuckerberg's. Here, let me show you a map of Kauai right here. Okay, let me show you guys where to go on Google Maps. Okay. Here's how Kauai's shaped, okay? And here's the coast facing the U.S. Here's the coast facing China and Japan. Here's the Nepali coast. There's only roads that go here. This is all a mountain range. Can't get there. He's got a giant multi-thousand-acre compound right here. And this is where all the stuff's at, and this is where I got the photos for people inside. And that's where we got the information, okay? But like I said, we'll never even – I mean, listen – I interviewed Gonzalo Lira. We can't even find the interview. And I'm not bitching at the crew. Great. Screw it. He's dead now. Tortured to death. My point is, I have the footage. I showed it of Zuckerberg's compound. Doesn't matter. Great. Enjoy the bioweapon. You're all fucking dead. Got it? I'm tired, folks. I ain't playing games no more. They're building bunkers everywhere and getting ready to release stuff and kill the majority of us, and they all think we're going to sit there in our houses while they murder us and twiddle our thumbs and stick our fingers, our thumbs up our asses. Not me. I bet about... Just to get people's attention. Yeah, I never pull stunts. I never pull stunts, but I think I ought to just leave for a couple months. I think that would actually get people's attention right there. I'll just say, I may do it tomorrow. Hey, I'm leaving. I'm going to see what everybody does. Because, sure, we're having some success getting people's minds going. They're building bunkers. They say they want to get rid of us. They already killed 17 million of us with a test. They say it's imminent mass death. It'll be 20 times worse than COVID. And they're sitting there laughing at us. And I'm sitting here because I love my older children, 21, 19, 15. But, man, there's something about, like, when they were little. I got a 6.5-year-old, and I look at her every day. I think about how innocent and good she is, and I think about the criminals running our government and the criminals running these corporations and how they want me to just sit here in Austin, Texas, while they gear up to release some new crap, and then the moron public takes the shots, and then I will have to stay in my house because I'm not going to be shed on by these human bombs they've created. It's like a feeling of powerlessness that no matter what I do, I can't have the Zuckerberg footage, even though I shot it myself and was given it. And I get it. We're born into TV and culture, and everything's fun. It's all big entertainment. And that's why you're all going to die. Just like William Shatner said when he went up to space, he said, I'm sorry, but he's about to die. And Prince Charles needs to tell you you're all about to die, not because we didn't do what he said, not because it's our fault, but because they're getting ready to kill us. and they think it's funny. And people think this is like entertainment or a joke. And then they sit there and go, oh, Alex Jones, is it for real? Well, you don't need to believe whether I'm for real or not. All you got to do is look around you, folks. They tell you inflation's fixed and everybody knows it's worse than it's ever been. I bet if I had $5 billion, I will never have that footage unless I find it. And I'm not mad. I'm not mad. But I'm going to take some time off. In fact, I'm announcing it now. I'm taking off 1 month tonight. I'm done. That's it. In fact, we'll just run rebroadcast. So that's fine. Because I'm not going to sit here and do this anymore. I'm done. I'm done. I'm done. I'm done. And I'm not going to run off and build some bunker somewhere. I don't have the money to do it. I'm just going to go get right with God because I'm not going to sit here and talk about all this. If all of you want to die and all the FBI and lawyers and all you pieces of filth want to die, then just sit there and buy into the damn lie because any idiot could look at this and know we've got Hitler 10.0 coming down on us right now. And I am just totally collapsed borders, fentanyl death, feces everywhere, homeless people running around because society is drunk on entertainment. Society cannot get their heads out of their asses. Society cannot get serious and break out of it. I mean, people think I'm the person that has a problem. No, I am the person that's normal. I don't think them killing 17 million people with their shot is funny. I don't think all the numbers coming in of the erased immune systems and the hospitals full of people that no antibiotics and nothing works on because they took the damn shot. I don't think it's funny. But see, I have a disease. It's called empathy. Because I know what happens to other people is happening to me. I feel it. I care about it. And all these people that love evil and think it's so cute not to care about anybody, you know what's sick is there's such garbage when they get annihilated by this, it doesn't even matter because they're filth. They're so low, I won't even take any pleasure in their destruction because we'll be destroyed right along with them. Oh, let's talk about Iowa and Trump when we come back. I mean, look. Trump's the guy they stole the election from. Trump's good on a lot of fronts. Trump wanted to be the savior. Trump wanted to get the economy going. I know why he did all the stuff he did. But he needs to come out against the shots, too. Hey, but if he thinks total collapse civilization and the globalist release of new viruses is a great place for his family to live in, c'est la vie. Maybe Jared Kushner says he's going to live forever. I'll guarantee you one thing in this universe. Jared Kushner isn't going to live past 90 years old. That's not some threat I'm saying. The delusions of these fruitcakes. I got to hold my nose because of Jared Kushner, glow-in-the-dark, weirdo, space alien dude, to sit there and just hope Trump will try to turn things around because we know our enemies don't like him. But don't think for a moment that I'm just sitting there. Ooh, I know Trump. I've talked to Trump. Ooh, we're invincible. Trump, Q, all this crap. It's dystopic nightmare. That's what we're facing. That's what we're up against. And listen, you'll know when you bury all your children, okay? Just remember later. Because the next phase won't probably be the big one, though I think they're thinking about it. It'll just be this time the shots they give you will kill a billion people. And everybody like, we better do what we say. A billion were killed last time, but the shot saved us. 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 And I just don't even want to be around it all these stupid people. And the globalists are like, yeah, see, we told you. We told you. Why don't you join us and kill them? See, they hate you so much that you can't see it. And they think that's their right to kill you. And you know what? It is their right to kill you because you rolled over and let them do it. But God doesn't like them. You understand that? And so I'm not going to join them, but I will tell you, I am disgusted with the general public. I am disgusted by how stupid and lazy they are. But I get it. It's what goes with the territory. Hell, I'm not perfect either. High noon. Blacktop rolling. They're all meeting on a mountaintop talking about how they're going to murder you. You know, I'm going to be completely honest with listeners. I am seriously upset about what's going on. And to watch these globalists sit up there in Davos and lick their lips and say they're taking control of our bodies and they're going to push all these deadly shots on us and disease X is coming and it's going to kill 50 million people and then we got a new virus that kills 100% of people and they're just terrorizing people and it makes me so angry. But the good news is people are waking up and a lot's happening and there's big pushback, so thank God for that. And I'll try not to get so angry. And to talk about good news, Roger Stone joins us, and I really appreciate him doing this because he's very busy right now with the Iowa caucuses. Americans identifying as Democrats hit record low in a big poll. Trump calls for MAGA unity. Trump town hall doubles CNN DeSantis-Haley debate in ratings. Even top Republican strategists have come out who, like Frank Luntz, and said Trump is just totally dominating. Trump is set to just absolutely destroy here. And we know Trump now is being persecuted and is more awake than he's ever been. And so, Roger, I know you also, I was talking to you yesterday, and I said, hey, we see Obama comes to visit Biden a week ago and says you need to get ready to do whatever we tell you. That's even the mainstream news. You called the Michelle Obama / American Psycho 2.0 Gavin Newsom ticket, and the word is that would happen during the Democrat convention in July. So a lot to talk about, a lot to unpack as we accelerate towards this incredibly important election.
Alex, first of all, thanks for having me. It's always great to be with you. I particularly enjoy it when you do your gremlin voice. It just cracks me up. So it's great to be
here. What was the gremlin voice when I was doing Fauci earlier?
Yeah, it's very funny. It's always very funny. You're absolutely right. First, let's start with the historic Iowa caucuses. It's very interesting to me from a historical point of view that Donald Trump has not duplicated the error that Ronald Reagan made in 1980. Reagan was comfortably ahead by 20 points in the Iowa caucuses, took it for granted, did not visit Iowa in the closing days of the contest, and was upset by the globalist George H.W. Bush in an extraordinary upset. Now, fortunately, Reagan regained his footing before the New Hampshire primary, pulverized Bush in New Hampshire, went on to win the nomination and the presidency. But Donald Trump has made no such mistake, flying into extraordinarily bitter, inclement weather late last night, will work for every last vote. Both he worked today and tomorrow, right up until the caucuses start. So he hasn't duplicated that strategic error. And the final Des Moines Register poll, plus this interactive poll that I just saw, shows that he has broken 50%. Now, as a trained political professional, this is what you look for. He's at 55% in the most recent interactive media poll. It's interesting that Nikki Haley, who is the uniparty globalist candidate, has now moved to second position at 21%, Governor Ron DeSantis dropping to 15%, and Vivek Ramaswamy at 5%. Now, no Republican has ever won the caucuses by a margin of greater than 12 points. Were Trump to win by these kind of numbers or anything close to them, it would be historic. But watch the media handling of this, because I can already tell you what's going to happen. If Nikki Haley does manage to get in ahead of DeSantis, which at this point appears probable, the headline will be Haley upsets DeSantis in Iowa finish, subhead much smaller print, Trump comes in first as expected. The media will seek to boost her, will seek to minimize the president's extraordinary achievement in the hopes that they can now flood the New Hampshire primary, which is only 8 days later, with independents and Democrats, since there is no Democrat contest, to try to upset the president there. I don't believe that's going to happen because the president is also cresting at historic levels of support in New Hampshire. And he's not leaving that for granted. He's already announced, I think it was three or four rallies between Iowa and New Hampshire. So as soon as he picks up his trophy in Iowa, he's going to head for the Granite State. This really is going to be historic and exciting.
Roger, let me throw a wild card in here. There's moves to take Biden off the ballot, and that leads us to the next subject. In places like Illinois, I think we should not be playing at their game. We all know they're getting ready to have him basically step down. Can you speak to that? I don't know your opinion. I'm guessing it's the same as mine. And then can you elaborate on the clear moves that are being made to have Biden step down and win?
Yeah, look, I admit that it's entertaining, but I think it's a bad idea. I'm in favor of free, fair, honest, transparent elections. If we have a free, fair, honest, transparent election, Donald Trump will win. This game of kind of trying to remove him from the ballot because some Secretary of State, in her opinion, says he engaged in insurrection, even though he's never been charged or convicted with insurrection. And even though that section of the Constitution specifically does not apply to the office of president or vice president, this is just a vicious political game. It shows you how desperate, how hysterical they are about Trump's impending return to the White House and to power, that they're willing to cheat. We should not play that game. Now, it would be easy to do. You could say, well, Joe Biden took these wires from China and Russia and Romania and Ukraine for millions of dollars. That constitutes a high crime and misdemeanor. Therefore, in our opinion, he should not be on the ballot in, say, Florida. I'm against that kind of political gamesmanship. I think it's a mistake. I would love to see them renominate Biden, to be honest with you. I'd love to see a rematch. I'd love to see a Trump-Biden debate. Can you imagine how good? But I don't think we're going to have that opportunity. I've been saying for almost 2 years that the power brokers in the Democratic Party, most principally Barack Obama himself, who today might as well be the de facto president of the United States in terms of policy, are coming to the realization, or will, that Joe Biden is not reelectable. He can't even stand up. He makes no sense. He appears to be a shell of a man. He could never stand up in a debate. Then you have the impact of his policies, record inflation, food shortages, fentanyl crisis, an illegal immigrant crisis, a crime tsunami, and they keep loping closer and closer and closer to World War III in at least two theaters of the world. So they will figure out that Joe Biden cannot win again. They're equally terrified of the idea of Kamala Harris as their standard bearer. And therefore, I believe that they have the ability, because of the role that the superdelegates play in their nomination process, which doesn't exist in the Republican process, to switch out nominees at any time. So it doesn't matter if Biden, without campaigning, with the field having been cleared of any real meaningful opposition in the Democratic primaries and caucuses, and the schedule having been changed to accommodate him, it doesn't matter when he passes the threshold for the majority of delegates to be renominated. He will be tapped on the shoulder at the appropriate time and told that he is not running again.
And now, let me just add this. You follow the complexities of the Democrat-Republican rules, particularly Democrat, but I've seen the news. They've admittedly tightened it up even more, where basically nobody else is even allowed to run against Biden. That's because they don't want people to say, well, I'm voting for this guy or that lady, and there's somebody else in the field. They want nobody else there to challenge. When at the DNC convention, they can just say, okay, well, he's stepping down. This is the heir apparent. I mean, I think it's very clear they're preparing the way for that.
Yeah, there's no democracy in the Democratic Party. There's not a legitimate contest. It's kind of like the Soviet Union. We have elections, but there's only one candidate. And that's the candidate you have to vote for. So they've really rigged the system. Look, they rigged it for Hillary against Bernie Sanders. They had to rig it for her a second time. They're totally unabashed, they're naked in the fact that they are rigging their system. But no professional Democrat I know, and I know a few, believes that Biden can win re-election. So it's really just a question of timing. Now you turn to the question of who will be their nominee. I stand by my prediction yet again that because the dynamics of their party do not allow them to bypass Kamala Harris, who in any normal scenario, as a sitting vice president, would be next in line for the presidential nomination, unless you replace her with a woman of color. And we're talking about Michelle Obama, who we can make jokes, but it would be a mistake. She's going to be a very, very well-funded, formidable candidate.
And you've been saying that for 2 years, and now Big Mike is making very presidential speeches and saying Trump must be stopped, and Big Mike doesn't know what to do.
Look, she's setting the stage. People keep saying to me when I say this, they say, well, she says repeatedly she's not interested and she's not running. I said, what further proof do you need that she's very interested and she's definitely running? So you saw that this week. She came forward and said how terribly worried she is that Biden can't win. She's clearly setting the stage for a draft. Well, let's be clear. She's not going to just pop out and announce her candidacy. She's going to give in to the will of the Democrat Party voters. And at great sacrifice, she's going to be willing to stand as a candidate. This is all going to be orchestrated as a draft.
When do we start? Well, I think we're already starting to see the drums beat.
Well, we definitely have. Clearly, one of the factors here is going to be the acceleration of the exposure of the epic corruption of Hunter Biden. Hunter has stalled as long as he possibly can. It's very hard for me to understand how when Peter Navarro and Steve Bannon refused to testify before a congressional committee, they are very quickly referred to the Justice Department. They're very quickly charged. They're very quickly tried. They're both now on appeal. But Hunter Biden basically stiffed the House Republicans late last week, and I still don't see the criminal referral. And I keep hearing that it's coming, but then there's no guarantee that the Justice Department would act on it. And even if Hunter Biden did stand trial in D.C. For contempt of Congress, no guarantee that he'd be convicted given the makeup of the jury pool.
Well, let's go to the big question. They know they're losing. Trump's set to win by 50% or some gargantuan, unprecedented number. As you said, nobody's won more than 12 points before. He's definitely going to triple that. I mean, this is going to send them into complete conniption fits. They're going to try to spin it that, oh, Haley did better. I mean, you've been calling that months ago. It's happening now. So looking into that crystal ball, what are they going to do as everything they engage in blows up in their face? Because the trajectory, Roger, they never back down. They just get more crazy. I don't think there's anything they won't do. Is there anybody sane? We know Lloyd Austin, and now it's like 3-4 weeks in the hospital. No one even knows where he's at. They admit that the 3-4 deep Secretary of Defenses, none of them are even military. They're not even there. So the military is a runaway train. I mean, it just seems like the country is cursed with lunatics, and because of their ineptitude, but there's still belief that corporate media is dominant, it looks like they'll pull anything.
Well, first of all, Alex, I think God is moving in a powerful way that we could never have foreseen just weeks ago. I mean, the corruption of these New York trials are there for everyone to see. And Trump, and particularly his attorney, Alina Habba, have done a great job of showing people the epic injustice that Trump is being subjected to. We see the prosecution of Trump in Georgia and the epic corruption of that prosecutor, Fannie Willis, who it turns out gave $645,000 to her married boyfriend, who's a personal injury lawyer, to name him as the chief prosecutor in this case. Money, by the way, that was earmarked for COVID-19 events or protection. We've seen the U.S. Supreme Court, surprisingly, agree to hear a couple of landmark cases that will have a huge impact on Trump's trajectory as a candidate. So all of those things are very positive. Could we have another pandemic? You addressed this in the previous segment, I think, extraordinarily well. Hasn't Bill Gates already announced that that's going to happen? How he would know that in advance, I have no idea. And then, yes, we have to pray against the possibility of assassination. I mean, I wrote a book on the assassination of a president, the man who killed Kennedy, the case against LBJ. There was an attempt to assassinate Ronald Reagan. They took Trump, they took Nixon out in a silent coup when he threatened the power of the deep state. So will they consider that option? I pray about it every single day and every night because I think they will not. There's nothing they won't do to stop the globalist agenda from destroying this country. They don't believe in democratic elections. They're ironically, everything is, you know, this is Alinskyism writ large. Everything they accuse us of doing is precisely what they are doing. So, you know, who knows? A terrorist attack on American soil that's a false flag, the declaration of war against Russia to use the War Powers Act to in some way postpone the next election, an assassination attempt on Trump. God, I pray they don't try that. And if they try, I pray that they do not succeed. But anything is possible. We're talking about demonic Satanists. This is not just politics between Republicans and Democrats or liberals and conservatives. This is a struggle between good and evil, between dark and light, between the godly and the godless. And there's no limit to what these people will do.
Roger, in the time we have left, I wouldn't call myself depressed right now. I'm not suicidal. It's the opposite. I'm disgusted and so sick of how obvious it is with the collapsed borders and the fentanyl and the war and the pedophilia and the false prosecutions of Trump. I can't help it sometimes. It doesn't happen that often, but I get like this. I'm so disgustedly enraged. And then listening to you with all you've gone through, talking about God and God is moving. I think about Elon Musk coming out for freedom and all the other people waking up and all the positive feedback I get on the street. And I just remember, wait, God's in command. And, you know, you never were a Satanist. You've believed in God. We've talked privately. We've prayed together many times on the phone. But when you were in the crucible and they were trying to destroy you, you prayed to God and really accepted Jesus into your life. And you said it was like the storm was cleared the next day and everything turned around. So I love God. And I have to remember, I can't fix this. God has to do it. I just have to do my best job. And I tell myself every day, but also get mad at myself that I can't figure out how to convince people to stop this. I mean, it's just, it's getting so crazy. And now the disease X, and there's the UN's like, oh, it's coming, the Davos group and world treaties. And we know they killed 17 million with a shot. And then I just get so disgusted. It should be easier to beat these people. But at least before, most people were asleep. We can now see the pendulum swinging back very, very quickly. So I should be positive. I apologize to the listeners. I apologize to the viewers. I've talked, you've been down before and called me, and I've spoken, you know, get you up. I wouldn't call this down. I don't know how to call this. It's just like, I'm just sick of the Democratic Party and the New World Order and Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates. How do you deal with those feelings?
It's frustrating. You look at these polls, okay, and you see Trump leading Biden nationally 53-48, and then you say to yourself, who are those 48? Who are those 48% of the people? I've yet to meet anybody who actually thinks that Joe Biden's doing a great job and that America and their lives are better off today than they were, you know, 3 years ago. Who are these people? But they're the people who watch CNN. They're the people who watch MSNBC. They're the people who are just dopes. In other words, there's no discernment. They just believe anything they're being fed. But
here's a quick example. They ran stories the last week and a half that you were secretly recorded saying you're going to kill members of Congress. I know you. You tell me privately, watch your rhetoric. You're not like that. You would never say that about Swall as well. You said, watch. They're going to admit it's edited. And now they admit it's a deep fake.
And not only that, but when I had it independently analyzed, you know, using software, there's a 98% chance it's fake because it is fake. I never said anything of the kind. But it shows you the depths to which they will go. No, I never threatened to assassinate any members of Congress. It's ludicrous. It's absurd. But that doesn't stop MSNBC from uncritically just reporting it as if it's a fact. It's these people are insane. Alex, we have this great Twitter space coming up at 8 o'clock.
Oh, I meant
tonight.
To mention that. I totally. That's in 1 hour Central, 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern. I know Posobiec's hosting. Will that be on Jack Posobiec's X?
Actually, it's on Real America's Voice is the sponsor. Jack Posobiec of Human Events is moderating. General Flynn will be there. I will be there. Alex, you will be there. It's going to be a great night. We're going to talk about, well, the Iowa caucuses. We're also going to talk about censorship, cancellation, the illicit use of artificial intelligence to fool the people and defraud the people. It's going to be a great Twitter space tonight at 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central, sponsored by Real America's Voice.
And I'm glad you mentioned that because I was literally asking the crew, and that's not their job, and I'm like, wait, I said I'm going with Jack and General Flynn and Roger. So I was like literally while you were just talking, texting my crew going, is it Jack Posobiec? So it's Real American Voice. Let's put that X account back up for everybody watching right now. Because people need to go there. Okay, so you go to Real AM Voice, just at Real AM Voice, so abbreviation of America, Real AM Voice. And this is going to get millions and millions of views. And yeah, I'm going to bring up look, Disease X has got me really scared because the UN's saying it's imminent and they got their UN treaty. Roger, can you speak to that for a minute?
We need to get out of the UN, and they know that Donald Trump will probably take us out of the UN. He'll certainly stop spending hundreds of millions of dollars that we ship to the UN when we have homeless veterans in this.
He took us out of the WHO. He killed the migrant treaty.
The track record is there, but this Donald Trump is fully awake. This Donald Trump has already had the experience of 4 years as the president, and he knows who the good guys and the bad guys are. That's why they're so petrified. That's why they're apoplectic about his return. And that return starts tomorrow night in Iowa. This is going to be absolutely historic. He's working for every single vote. We're going to talk about this tonight. I talked to Jack earlier, so join this great Twitter space. I do them very, very infrequently. I probably should do them more. Tonight's will be historic. Alex, I appreciate your joining. Jack's worked very hard with the folks at Real America's Voice to put this together. It's going to be epic. Absolutely.
I agree. Just 60 seconds on this. I like Vivek. He's doing irreparable damage to him. But if he's only getting 5%, why do you think Trump put that statement out? Just because he wants to get every number he can get?
Well, and I think that Vivek evidently offended him by basically saying, vote for me because Trump can't make it and I need to save Trump. And therefore, it appeared to be a very sly, dirty trick. I'm not saying this is what I'm hearing from others. I didn't follow it as closely myself. But that 5% those are people whose second choice is most definitely Donald Trump. And Vivek's raised some interesting issues, but in the end, he cannot win. Trump can win. So if I were an Iowa Republican, I would not waste my vote. He's entertaining, but Donald Trump has a historic opportunity here. The last president.
Well that's right. Vivek's a really talented guy. And I like him a lot. But I said when he was on last week, I said, listen, Trump's the guy they stole the election from. He's what people want. I get you're like a spare tire here. But I said, you know, it's great when you're attacking Nikki Haley. But I said, come on. You know, and so I figured this was going to happen. But I don't want Vivek to destroy himself the way DeSantis did. I think he's going to be a very talented character in the fight for freedom going forward. I think he is impressive.
Well, look, if he's smart, he'll take his beating in Iowa. He'll get out of the race between Iowa and New Hampshire, and he'll endorse Donald Trump. If he does that, I think he can have a political future. If he doesn't do that, then we have to conclude that he's not really with us in this struggle against the globalists. The Uniparty is going to go all out to put Nikki Haley across. She's Dick Cheney in heels. She is the worst.
All right, Roger. Great job. I'll see you in 1 hour on Spaces with the great Jack Posobiec, General Flynn, and others. Thank you so much, Roger.
Thank you, Alex. God bless you.
All right. Appreciate the crew putting up with me tonight. Love everybody putting up with me.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
This is Theyfola, the Butcher Dobashi. Please share, follow, and or subscribe on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on most of your major podcast platforms. I am also ordained, and I can marry you and give you all your blessing needs. Send your booking request to Dobashi Bookings lyricalspit@gmail.com. For all the links, go to lyricalspit.com.